This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. For police, election security is just one more thing they've been asked to do this cycle. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A poll watcher had to be escorted out of a clerk's office because she wouldn't follow the rules. Extra patrols have been added around Denver's 45 ballot drop boxes to make sure they stay secure. And in Grand Junction, stolen ballots were reported by people who got emails that they had voted when they hadn't. Colorado law enforcement officers are busier than ever responding to calls about election security, some real and some imagined. But because of the appearance of law enforcement near polling places and ballot boxes can be perceived as unnerving, chiefs and sheriffs say they're trying to balance frivolous calls for service and run-of-the-mill neighbor-to-neighbor tension about political choices with legitimate threats to democracy. Chief Chris Murtha runs Wheat Ridge Police.
We try and balance the idea of offering our protective element of service there with the idea that not everybody is comfortable, and we never want to be accused of being the group that dissuades folks from voting.
Police have also practiced emergency exercises at Ball Arena, where the state's largest crowd will gather on election night for an Avs game. With the exception of a few isolated incidents, though, agencies say everything is mostly running smoothly, at least so far. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Light rain and snow still falling on parts of the Front Range. Denver moving toward a high in the low 40s today. This is CPR News. Find everything you need to know about the upcoming elections on CPR.org. It's 9:06.